many U.S. presidents grew up on a farm. However, their duties as chief executive often took them away from rural life for months or even years. This general and later president, though, not only liked farm life, he bought and then helped manage a farm while he was in the Oval Office. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
After commanding the Allied forces that won World War II, Dwight Eisenhower became president of Columbia University in 1948. But Carol Hegeman says the Eisenhowers were looking for a home outside of New York City.
They thought it was time to begin looking for a retirement home. And they had friends that lived here in the Gettysburg area. The friends said, why don't you come and check out farms in this area? And that was the thing that was really interesting. Eisenhower didn't want a house somewhere. He wanted a farm because, as he said, he wanted to take a piece of land and leave it better than he found it.
They purchased a farm here in Gettysburg. But with Eisenhower's busy schedule and his subsequent election as president in 1952, he rarely saw the place.
While they're in the White House, Mamie puts her foot down and says it's time to start work on the house, the Gettysburg Farm. So by March of 1955, all the renovations are done and they are able to use their farm as a weekend retreat from the White House.
Once renovated, the enclosed porch on the backside of this farmhouse became quite important in the history of the nation.
This is where they entertained world leaders. So Nikita Khrushchev was here, Charles de Gaulle, Winston Churchill, Adenauer of West Germany, Nehru of India, any of the world leaders you can think of from the 1950s time period.
The farm porch was an integral part of Eisenhower's state visits.
They would sit out here on the porch and just get to know each other one-on-one. Eisenhower said he liked to take the measure of the man. And this informal atmosphere was really very conducive to that.
Perhaps the most noteworthy visit was when Nikita Khrushchev came to the farm. It's next time, as we travel the countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.